those without intact ovaries. And in fact, there hasn't really, up until I'll talk about the data that we've just published in Journal of Medical Genetics, but in fact, there haven't really been any further reasonably large studies looking at risk reduction in unaffected individuals. There have been a few papers looking at risk reduction in affected individuals in terms of the contralateral breast. And all of these are really, again, in the line of this 90 to 95% reduction in risk. You're seeing some cancers in nearly all of these studies. The one that I can't quite work out why it's a 91% reduction is that there were 6 cancers expected and 1 occurred in the Rotterdam study, and that I can't see quite how that's a 91% reduction, but that's what it says in the paper.